Moving over to the r/buyitforlife community, users are celebrating appliances, tools, and gear that refuse to break down over generations. Our first stop is a post celebrating a Speed Queen dryer that was literally built for the user's life. The author got curious about the age of their machine, realizing it was manufactured the exact year they were born, in 1994, and was passed down by their dad in 2015. It has been running great ever since. Top comments chime in, noting that the label alone is a massive flex, pointing out its roots with the old Micro-Edison era when things just kept going. Another user notes that when they asked a repair technician about the best machine on the market, the tech pointed straight to Speed Queen's no-frills workhorses, proving that clean clothes and long-term reliability go hand in hand. Next up, a user spotted an enormous vintage Vornado fan, still hard at work at the Barnard, Vermont Town Hall. The poster notes it appears to be an early Vornado fan from the late 1940s, resembling a jet engine more than a conventional fan with its massive metal housing and three-blade propeller. Commenters point out that the true BIFL test isn't surviving someone's attic storage or sitting in a collector's display, but rather being a working building's best option when replacing it would be completely trivial. Users explain that motors from that era were overspec'd because manufacturing tolerances were loose, resulting in heavier copper windings and simply more material overall, meaning the durability was a byproduct of the physics of the era rather than intentional planning. Another user joked that the thing doesn't just push air, it sounds like a Boeing 77 spooling up on a runway, complete with zero child safety guards and pure, unadulterated 40s finger hazard design. Sticking with the vintage cooling theme, another poster shared a 1937 Emerson fan that has been in the family since new and still runs as good as new. Commenters dubbed it the immortal finger chopper, marveled at its condition, and suggested dropping a few drops of oil in the back hole to keep it running smoothly. In a PSA-style post, a user warns the community to buy the right dog harness to save thousands in vet bills. The author explains how many trendy harnesses, like those from certain modern brands, can actually damage a dog's collarbone every time the dog pulls because of how the straps sit. Top comments quickly expanded on the advice, warning users never to use retractable leashes due to the risk of severe hand injuries if you need to reel a dog in quickly. Others praised the recommendation of Y-shaped harnesses that don't restrict shoulder movement, though they added that proper loose leash training remains the ultimate buy-it-for-life solution. Finally, a user shared that their brother P-Touch label maker, specifically the PT65 model bought by an ex-partner before they split in late 2000, is still chugging along and supplies are still readily available. Commenters agreed that label makers are one of those boring tools you only truly appreciate after owning one, with others sharing stories of decades-old units finally being replaced or swapped for old-school mechanical embossers. That concludes your Reddit catch-all briefing for today. Thank you for listening.